Heavy snowfall can lead to labor like this on driveways and sidewalks. For roads, local government steps in. The city of Rockford has a fleet of more than 20 trucks for snow and ice removal. Staff are unionized, so they bid on routes. Public Works Director Kyle Saunders explains.
They get the opportunity to pick which route they'd like. You know, we have both arterial and residential routes, so they kind of get that opportunity. It's going to be something they're going to live with all season.
The trucks start by plowing and salting the busiest roads, then move on to more residential roads, sometimes with the help of contractors. Saunders says the city's odd, even parking ordinance helps with this process.
For instance, if it's an odd day, starting at 8 a.m., if we declare that snow emergency, we need cars to be parked on the odd side of the street. That way it gives us that opportunity to get one clear pass through so our drivers can get in without having to kind of slalom between parked cars.
Trucks also spread salt on the roads to prevent ice. It's made from calcium carbonate, but Saunders says it's made more effective by mixing in juice from sugar beets.
Sugar actually lowers the freezing point lower than salt, so it's something that beet juice element certainly helps us coat that rock salt.
If there's leftover salt from a previous year, Rockford will use the excess in this year's clearing efforts. But outside of city roads, the responsibility for cleaning up falls on the Illinois Department of Transportation. Engineer of Operations Amy Eller explains.
We have the interstate system. We have the state highways, like an Illinois route. Some of those do run through various cities, which are what we maintain. Others, we have agreements with some local municipalities to help us with maintenance of those.
IDOT gets weather forecasts from several sources, such as the National Weather Service. Based on current conditions, it then deploys its plows as soon as it can.
There are certain conditions where we can't do that, but most generally, if we can get out, we will be out pre-treating, pre-wetting. We put down like a salt brine to help keep any precipitation from freezing to the pavement.
On larger roads, the plows often work in groups.
So you'll have one truck out ahead of the next one, but they're all kind of traveling in tandem to clear all the lanes at the same time.
Though a state agency, IDOT localizes its plans by working through 9 different districts. But plowing is only part of the job. The Illinois State Police work with IDOT on a regular basis, starting with social media campaigns regarding safety. Lieutenant Colonel David Byrd is an assistant deputy director. He says one of the most important messages ISP tries to get out is for drivers to take their time.
We'd rather you guys try to be there early than try to crunch it and get there on time, because that's when you might increase your speeds in areas where you probably shouldn't be doing it. The road surfaces might be icy, slippery. There might be snow covered.
When accidents do occur, ISP first responds to those that involve direct injuries. Then, they address those that block lanes.
We want to prevent that secondary crash or a third crash. So that's where you can get a pileup. And believe me, that's the last thing we want is a pileup on the interstate.
Fender benders that don't block traffic are the lowest priority. But whatever the accident, Byrd said drivers need to heed Scott's Law.
But you slow your speed and move to the left of the unit or the emergency vehicles that are stopped.
Byrd says the number one message during snow and ice, stay off the roads if possible.
If we can reduce the number of motorists on the interstate, it's going to assist us, going to assist the law enforcement in general do their job on a day with severe weather like we had last year with the polar vortex.
Let it snow, let it snow.
I'm Chase Cavanaugh.